Question number 8. How many sins have I committed today? She said, I don't know. How many acts of righteousness have I done today? Maybe one. I'm going to tell you something. I know this is her honest thinking, but you can't live a victorious Christian life thinking like that. I got the best news that you ever heard tonight. As best as you know, are you right with the Lord? Well, I'm going to tell you something. You can't sin without knowing it. Listen, if I can sin without knowing it, it means I didn't have a choice. And if I don't have a choice over it, I'm a victim. I want to tell you, that's a lie of hell. Sin is a choice. You can't sin without knowing it if you're right with the Lord. You can't sin without knowing it. I got other news for you that's even better than that. You know about this. I want you to listen to this. Everything a person does except sin when they're a Christian is an act of righteousness. Everything. Do you have any children? No, you're not married. All right, listen. Well, I just saw it. I want to say something to the mothers and diapers and babies today. You never did a greater act of righteousness than when you picked the diaper up. And it's a lie of the dirty, rotten, stinking turkeys that said you have to go down to the church to do something righteous. And I want to say to every man in here that went to work today to provide for his family, that is one of the greatest acts of righteousness that anybody can do in the entire world. And it's a lie to think that you have to wait till Wednesday night to go visiting in order to do an act of righteousness. When you get up in the morning and go to work and do an honest day's work for an honest day's pay, you are doing an act of righteousness all day long, commanded from the very beginning of the Bible until the end. But the turkeys have got a hold of us and say that, hey, you can't do acts of righteousness. Isn't that good? So it'd make all the difference in the world when you get up tomorrow morning and say, I'm headed to do an act of righteousness. Praise God. Listen, I'm telling you, it makes a difference in your thinking. I gave the same question here at the seminary. And the students that are going out to preach to guys like you had out-sinned acts of righteousness about 6-1 in their estimation. Now, how can any self-respecting Christian feel victorious if at the end of a day he feels like the devil's whooped him 6 times for every one he's helped the Lord? Nobody can feel victorious like that. You get the message? Let me ask you something. This is true. Listen, you know where the Holy Spirit came to live inside of you? So when you sin, he'd tell you that you sin. Let me ask you, has he told you that you sin today? Well, then you have a sin. It's the turkeys that put it in your mind. Lies like this. Christians sin all the time. You can't live a day without sin. Who said you couldn't live a day without sin? One of the questions I should ask you is this. I forgot to ask you this question tonight, so let me ask you now. How long can a Christian live without sin? Huh? Until they choose to sin. Listen, let me tell you how to live an hour without sin. Everybody believes they can live a minute without sin. You just live 60 of those back to back. Then you live 24 of those back to back and you've got a whole day. Listen, I used to believe lies like this, that the turkeys got me. And I became turkey-rised, and then I passed it on to other people. Lies that went like this. A bad thought is a sin. The answer to every one of those two false questions is false. The biblical answer. Listen, let me ask you a question. Do you think Jesus ever thought a bad thought? See, you don't know. I'm going to tell you. Sure he did. He couldn't have been tempted without a bad thought. Nobody. It says he was tempted in all points like as we are yet without sin. Now listen, there were times when a thought came into Jesus' mind. Punch that Pharisee in the nose. but he didn't do it. A bad thought is not a sin. When you yield to the bad thought, it becomes a sin. More men are held in bondage right in here because a lustful thought about some woman passed through their mind today. They say, what's the use? I've sinned. That's a lie. You attempted. Did you yield? That's the question. You can't keep bad thoughts from coming into your mind. But you don't have to let them stay there. You don't have to let them check in and give them a room. Man, I was whipped. Bad thoughts are a sin. Christians can sin and not know it. Christians sin every day. Why? I just sinned every day because every Christian sinned every day was the normal thing to do. So I didn't get upset about it. Listen, if you can sin without a choice, you haven't got a choice. Sin is the choice you have to believe. Therefore, to disobey. Are you feeling better already?
Well,
sure, you feel better. And nothing's changed except you.
Now look,
just think. She thought, I don't know how many sins I've done there. Maybe only done one act of righteousness. She's discovered. I have to sin today because the Holy Spirit would have told me when I did wrong. And I've been doing righteousness all day. But see, she's had turkey thinking so long, she's going to have to get rid of it. Everything a Christian does is an act of righteousness, except what they say. And if we Christians would start doing more thinking about it like that, we'd do a better job at home, we'd do a better job at work, because we understand that God Almighty was pleased when he saw a man go to work and put out 8 hours to support his family. That man would come home feeling, I don't have to go to the church to do an act of right. I've been doing it all day. We got more junk up here than you can shake a stick at. The Pharisees have got a hold of us. The turkeys have got a hold of us. And they've held us in bondage. And it's hard. And we think, hey, I can never live up to all of that. Don't! That's right. Man, I'm telling you something. You get half of this, you get shouting around, you want to jump and dance.